Hey, it's Bridget
and Liz, and you're listening to
Dude, Guess What?
Well, hello there. Is this your favorite podcast or what? We just go months without speaking to you and then pop back up just like a bad boyfriend.
Yep. Just like a bad boyfriend.
Yeah. We just left you hanging for a little while, and then when we were interested, we came back.
Dude, story of my life in like my early 20s.
Story of my life, my entire 20s.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I cannot believe that we are recording a podcast. This is amazing. The stars have aligned. Everything's great.
It's true, though. And it was funny because I think I'm the one that was like, hey.
Okay, but that is, I mean, yes, that's true for this week, but I have asked you multiple times.
Yes, that's why I'm saying it's funny, is because I'm the one that was like initiated it.
Yeah, but I tried previously and Bridget would always be like, no, I'm tired, or no, I have school.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not interested.
In that voice too, so.
But yeah, so we're finally doing it. I'm so excited. And I looked this morning to see when the last time was that we posted, and it was February 8th.
Whoa.
So March, April, and we're now in May. So yeah. 2.5 months.
That's not bad. I thought it was going to be longer.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be longer too, but not awful.
Yeah. Okay. I feel better about myself.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa.
What are you doing with your hair right now?
Well, washed it, you know.
Or is it greasy?
You know what's so funny? I legit washed it today, but it's like,
is it still wet?
No.
Damp? No. Okay.
I put coconut oil in it, and I think I put a little too much in it.
Yeah, but it's like island in the sun.
What's that one song that you guys did for EFY?
I have no idea where that came from.
What's that one? The tiki?
Yeah, I was trying to go for something like, I don't know. Something islander. It just came out the way it came out.
The thing too is like, it came out more Jamaican than it did Hawaii. Island in the sun.
Oh my gosh. Woo, I'm getting it hot. Oh. Dude, we're hilarious. It's been too long. Actually, Bridget and I FaceTimed last week for probably like an hour and a half during the day. And we were just like, just ripping each other. Like, and it was just, we were at our most funniest.
Yeah, I think it, and then Liz sent like a meme and it was like something about, what was it again?
Let me find it. It was like,
you were such a freaking twinner. You copied me. Why do you do that? That's why you asked me where I got mine from.
No, I saw it at Target. At least, is that what you got it?
Yes.
Okay, I got it from Target.
You had no idea mine looked like this.
No, I did know. You got it over Christmas. Okay. Anyway, we're talking about our phone cases. Bridget and I have matching ones. But let me just go back to the meme really quick.
She has a matching phone case, and she has the smiley print little pop socket on the back, which is exactly mine. Ugh, I'm such a trendsetter.
No, Bridget. Yeah, Bridget's the trendsetter here. Okay, the meme was, it's insane that there's over 7 billion people in the world, and me and my best friend are the funniest. And couldn't be truer statement.
Yeah, everybody's lucky just to be around us.
Pretty much be in our orbit. Just kidding, guys. I'm not that full of myself. But anyway, Bridget and I had a good laugh last week on our hour and a half FaceTime call. And it's mostly just like the phone's faced up and I'm not seeing Bridget, and Bridget's brushing her teeth and doing all sorts of crap. And I don't know.
Wait, was that the day that I told you about like fasting and Anthony was like mad at me?
It was another day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anthony was fasting one day and Bridget was like saying that Anthony was, Anthony said that Bridget was being extra crinkly with all of her food.
Yeah,
I love
Anthony,
famous things.
for those that don't know, like in our religion, we fast on like the first Sunday of the month every month. And since I'm pregnant, I don't have to fast and fast food. I mean, fast with food.
Prom food.
From food.
And
Anyway.
it's like, I'm actually on a fast food diet only.
Yeah, like give me all the Chick-fil-A. No. And Anthony was like so irritated that day because he was like, "You're chewing loud and you're like crinkling your back like the bag more or something." And it was
Yeah.
just funny.
And I was just saying all sorts of stuff about fasting.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember, but
It was
anyway,
funny.
it was funny. It was really funny. Laughs. But anyway, tell the people what you have been up to. How is pregnancy? How's work? How's life?
Pregnancy's fine, actually. Like, it's been a lot easier pregnancy this time around than with my others. I've been able to be active and eat better. I don't know. Like, I'm still, I mean, not that I'm like being the healthiest person alive, like, just, I don't know, eating more protein, I guess, with everything. I've been able to be active a lot. I did have like a really bad autoimmune flare up a couple weeks ago.
Do I know about this?
I thought I told you.
I don't remember.
It was like a week long and it was really,
Oh, was it your hip or your back or something?
yeah, it was my hip.
Okay, I do remember this now.
And it was so painful, like so painful. And so that wasn't fun, but now it's better. And yeah, I mean, just doing well. Tired. I'm always tired, I feel like. Like by the end of the day, I feel like I'm such a boring wife right now. Like Anthony's like, "You wanna watch a movie or hang out?" And I'm like, "I'm so tired. I just want to go to bed." School's going good. I have my last final on Monday. Work is going good.
Yeah, Bridget's like full time now, aren't you?
No, 20 weeks or 20 hours, I mean.
Oh, what were you doing before?
15.
Oh, I thought you were now full time. I was like,
Heck
whole
no.
world is. Bridget's like, no, slow your horses.
Yeah. Can you imagine? There's no way.
Well, I don't know.
Been reading some good books.
Yeah, tell us what books have you been reading? What stands out?
I read Kristen Hanna, the Women. So good. Like, I didn't, for those that know her, I mean, she's a pretty well-known author, I feel like. I did not love, did you read Four Winds by her?
I didn't.
Like the Dust Bowl one?
Not worth reading or what?
Not worth reading for me. I did not love it. Like, I just felt like there wasn't like a huge storyline. It just was weird. But I know people that really liked it, and I don't know if they just like it because it's Kristen. It's kind of like the Taylor Swift thing, dude. It's like people like are in love with her new album, and I'm like, okay, are you really in love with it, or are you just like everybody's in love with
Lucky
it?
because it's Taylor Swift, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the only thing, but I really liked this one. It was really, really good.
I'll have
I'm
to read.
reading Listen to the Lie right now, or Listen for the Lie by Amy Tintera. It's good so far.
Is it a thriller, mystery thriller?
Yeah, it's like a murder mystery thriller.
That's like your favorite genre, I feel like.
Really, I used to love historical fiction, but yeah, I feel like I'm more of a
Yeah. For book club this month, which is tomorrow actually, we read a book called My Name is Mary Sutter, and it's a historical fiction book, and it's about this like woman who wants to be a doctor in the time of like World War One or no, Civil War. Anyway, and this is my comment on it, is like every book it's like, or women in this time frame in books are like, if they want to be medical and be taken seriously, they have to be ugly. Like, it's always like, this woman was nothing to look at, but she had a brain. And it's like, bro, why can't she be cute and have a brain? Like, what does that do to the storyline? And then it's all like these men like start falling for her because they're like, she's smart. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm just like, okay, can the girl be attractive? Can the girl be attractive? Do you have to be ugly to be smart?
No.
No. I'm living proof. Hair flip. But yeah, that's my like beef with those books is like they're always like looking for nurses, but you can't be attractive. You can only be homely. Like anyway.
Yeah, that's frustrating. But not much here. We're gonna celebrate Mother's Day this Sunday.
Why this Sunday?
Anthony is on hospital on Monday, so that
Okay.
means he's like working 2 weeks straight. So he's at the hospital on actual Mother's Day.
Dang it.
So, yeah. We gotta celebrate this Sunday.
What are you guys gonna do?
I don't know. Dude, I have to tell you the craziest thing though that happened to me today.
Okay, tell
So
me.
I went to the park with one of my friends and her kids.
That is
And huh?
said that is wild.
That is wild. Anyway, no, this kid fell off the slide
Like the
onto
top
his.
part?
Yeah, well, it I don't know, not the top, like I don't know. I didn't really see it. That's the thing, is like I just heard him screaming.
Oh my gosh, my actual nightmare.
And he fell on his shoulder and elbow.
Did he break himself?
Well, I guess they're at the hospital right now.
Is it someone you know?
No. My friend no or would talk to them. So anyway, so listen, so the kid falls, he's screaming bloody murder. He said that he heard a pop. We go over there and talk to him. We
Oh,
come
it's
have him.
the kid.
I don't know. I maybe 10,
Okay.
9, 10. Anyway, he's like sitting with us. He doesn't know his parents' cell phone number.
God.
I like
I'm just
quiz
like, I'm
off.
actually an alien from planet Mars. I don't have parents.
No, I asked Austin, I was like, you know my cell phone number, right? And he like recited it. I was like, good. But then, so I had to find his mom on Facebook and our like extra sleuth, dude. I was like,
Yeah,
what's her
over
name?
here.
This
She's
looks.
like, oh no, she has red hair. Mom's like, red hair, mom, in wherever I live.
No, I showed him a picture. I found her on our neighborhood page,
You know
messaged her.
what's
She.
great? Sorry, do you know what's great about that? Is what if he just was like, yeah, sure, that's her.
Ma'am?
Ma'am? Okay,
No.
anyway, sorry.
Anyway, she did not answer, so then I had to like write on her neighborhood page, and I sounded like somebody at the front office. I was like, can Angela come to the
Angela to aisle 7, your son has been injured. Oh, so she's but
Respond on there either, but there were neighborhood people that were like, oh, we know her, we'll call her parent, we'll call his parents. So anyway, dude, the people that picked him up, they're friends, like their neighbors, and they were like, you told them, he's like, I heard a pop in my elbow. They're extending his elbow. They're like,
like, let me see.
yes, I legit was like, why would you do that? Let the
He's like,
doctors do it.
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but
And
then
then,
my friend's little girl got stung by a wasp.
oh my gosh.
I have a baby shower this Saturday.
Did your gift come from me?
Not yet.
You
And
want to say what you're having? I can't remember.
a girl.
Yeah, I know, but did you
Oh,
say
I
who
don't know if I've
else?
said it on here. And then, yeah, that's about it. What about
Baby
you,
shower
Lou?
Saturday. Let me just check real quick. It said it was out for delivery, bro. Arriving May 1st.
Hasn't come yet.
Okay. Well, where do I even start since February? I'll just tell you, I've been traveling a ton for work. I think I was home like 1 week in the week of March. So Ryan's been holding down the fort. Luckily, Robbie also goes to my mom's every Sunday night and she watches them Monday during the day. And then I try, to schedule some like my work stuff like around the days that Robbie's in daycare. So that way Ryan can also work during the day and then just has to take care of him at night. So Ryan's been little Mr. Mom for the last little while. So I really appreciate that. So I can go work and make money. And my biggest news is I'm graduated from college, from graduate school. Can you believe that? Yes, you can believe it. Okay. Well, I guess technically the graduation's next week, but I already got my final grades back. I graduated from my graduate program, which was clinical research management, with a 4.0. So insert some applause sounding noise. Do that right here. You're like, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah, like this is already me enough, like trying to record this tonight, so.
I know. I'm just teasing you. But anyway, yeah, so graduation's next week. I'll be going to that. We painted my bedroom, and I mean my mom and myself did. And the background's green, like it's like a dark green, like accent wall, and then the other walls we did kind of like a beigey taupe color, and we hung some stuff up, and yeah, so it's starting to look like a house and not like a prison cell because everything's white in here. So yeah, trying to spruce the place up a bit.
Yeah.
I will tell you, a couple weeks ago, Robbie threw up in the car, and that's the first time he's ever thrown up. And
Ever? Are
yeah, Robbie's never thrown up before.
you serious?
Yeah.
That is wild to me.
The kid has an iron stomach, dude. Or an iron.
He has never thrown up.
No, that was the first time he's ever thrown up, and it was an experience.
Oh my gosh. Wait, did he have a fever? Or what
No,
was
not
wrong with
even. What happened was, is the daycare, did I tell you this?
him? Mm-mm.
The daycare messaged us and said, we accidentally gave Robbie a formula bottle instead of his milk bottle because there were two kids that had the exact same bottle. And even though it has Robbie's name on it, they accidentally gave him the wrong one. And I think it just wrecked his stomach, dude. So,
Oh, that's so sad. I did not know that.
yeah, so he barfed and then he had like diarrhea for like 3 days.
Oh,
Yeah, and
you're like,
literally they
reimburse me for my month's rent
I know truly.
or
And
whatever.
I messaged them. So they messaged us and let us know that happened. And I said, oh my gosh. I was like, it's okay, mistakes happen. I just hope Robbie doesn't have diarrhea all weekend. And they're like, he should be fine. He's acting normal. What happens literally that weekend? Diarrhea. And barf all. I mean, he only barfed the one time and then diarrhea, like liquid. Not just like it was
So
poured
wait, did
out.
this happen on a Thursday and then he ended up?
Yeah. So good times for us. And then I went to Boston. I visited one of my best friends, Jenny, who is doing a fellowship out there, in Boston at a hospital. And I went with our friend Kaylee, and we were there for 4 days, and we walked 35 miles in those 4 days, and I was exhausted every night I went to bed.
I love that kind of exhaustion, though.
I know, I like posted that I had a whole itinerary. I think we're itinerary or like listing down things of things to do, like type of people. Like that's like a good vacation for me, to know what we're going to be doing that day, where we're going, if we need to buy tickets ahead of time, like all those types of things. So I like to know those things. But I had a few people message me to be like, that vacation looks anxiety inducing because they're like, I don't like to plan. I don't like to plan vacations. And I was like, well, I can understand that like to an extent, but if I'm going somewhere, I want to see the things. I want to go out.
Yeah, I am not that type of person that like likes to just sit like at a hotel or a beach all
Yeah,
day.
I can
Like,
t I beach my max limit for a beach is like 2 hours.
oh yeah, me too. Like, I would rather just go like see what the city is like, or not the city, but just like go on a hike, like go see a monument, like go to whatever, you know. But there are people that
Like
do
that.
like that, which is fine.
Yeah, they do one thing a day. And I'm like, dude, if I'm going to Europe, we are doing 12 things in one day. So, yeah. Yeah, it was really
Dang.
fun. It's been fun. Ryan's family has a like family reunion over Memorial Day weekend, like the Sunday and Monday. And I got asked to conduct bunko for their family. So, today I went and bought the prizes and I got a slinky and then a couple games, like a couple card games as like the prizes.
A slinky?
Yeah.
How old are you? How old are these people?
Well, that's the thing, it's for kids up to adults. So I don't know if
Oh,
it's all
I
going to
was
play.
like, that sounds like a lame gift.
Well, I thought it'd be fun. But yeah, so I got a slinky and then I got like a Monopoly deal. And then I also got a reverse Uno or flip Uno or something like that. I don't know. I played it with Nick's kids when I saw them last
Oh,
month.
really?
It was fun and they liked it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, those
Oh,
are my
did I
weekends.
tell you that Nick ended up calling me?
Did he? About
Yeah.
the soccer thing? Okay,
Yeah.
tell the story.
Okay. Oh, you want me to tell the story?
Yeah.
Okay. So my sister-in-law posted this picture on Instagram, and it was like of a guy,
What was
like,
a video?
oh yeah, it was a video. That's right. It was of a man. That was like squat, like just like he was being the coach,
Yeah,
soccer coach.
yeah.
And because her daughter is playing soccer. And I was like, is that Nick? Like, who's our brother? And she's like, no, it's not him. Like, this is before she answered, though, right? Like, so I then send Liz a screenshot, right?
Yeah,
And
but it was far out. It was kind of far out.
yeah, and I was like, dude, is this Nick? And she was like, no, it's not
And so
Nick.
I zoomed in as far as it would go and screenshotted just the dude.
And but the thing too is I asked my husband, I was like, does this look like Nick? And he's like, kind of does, but like, I don't,
You
not
never
like, yeah. Anyway, so then you call Nick,
heard.
or Nick calls you, and you guys are just chatting. And you're like, hey, so do you coach your daughter's soccer team? He's like, yeah. She's like, were you wearing a red shirt? And like, she
And
like
I was like,
was.
no, I said, were you wearing a red shirt? And he's like, yes. And I was like, did you start wearing Skechers?
Then Liz ends up telling Nick that I had thought that this guy was Nick.
Yeah.
And I guess like on the Liz's phone call, he was like, I'm gonna call Bridget and give her crap. And
When I was talking to Nick, he was like, why? How fat do I look in this picture? Like, so immediately he thought it was him because they were wearing a red shirt, black pants, not the Skechers, but. And I was like, no, you look fine.
did you end up sending him the picture?
Yeah, I sent him the picture and he's like, no, that is not me.
And then Nick calls me and he was like, so he's like, I heard that you thought I was in a picture or a video this weekend. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I didn't gain 50 pounds in a month, Bridget. He's
Yeah.
like, maybe gain two. It was just funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, also, Ryan had a birthday.
Oh,
I forgot
yeah.
to about that. And we did pizzas. And I'm just thinking because Nick did pizzas, I'm like connecting all these things. He and Bridget also, we're all in our pizza oven phase. So I have a pizza oven. My parents have one. My parents gave Nick, Bridget, and Sarah a pizza oven for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
But I have a Gosney. Nick and my mom have an Uni. Bridget has the Ninja, which theirs is electric and can be firewood. Yeah. And mine's gas or firewood. Same with Nick's. And then Sarah has a different brand. I don't know the brand of it,
What?
but
Oh, you don't know it? I was going to ask.
no, theirs is is like more like you would take it camping.
Oh, okay. Dude, I love ours. Like ours is so nice. And Anthony and I, we hadn't used it until a couple weeks ago. Like Liz said, we had it from Christmas. We hadn't used it yet. We used it, and my husband was like, I don't know how we could go back to just
Normal pizza.
normal pizza.
No,
Like,
you can't.
that's how good it is. I would highly recommend it. My next one that I want to buy, or next thing that I want to buy, is a creamy.
I've heard those are not as good.
Really? I
I
have
mean,
friends that
there's
have
a lot
them
of
that like
hype.
them.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that there's a lot of hype. People are always like, oh my gosh, it's so good. But then people are like, it's not as good as people make it out to say out to be. And it's a whole process. Like, if you want to have the protein in quotes ice cream, protein ice cream, you have to freeze the stuff the night before. It's not like an immediate pro. It's not an immediate thing.
Oh,
It's
I
like
know that.
plan ahead.
That's fine.
Anyway, yeah. So we're all in our pizza making phase era. I don't know. I heard people are annoyed of people saying era.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I should go back to saying phase or what, but yeah.
I don't care. I don't even think about it.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you want to do some pizzas, come over to our house. I love it. And Bridget has apparently an amazing recipe. I've just been getting the stuff from Harmon's. So the next time we make pizzas, I will be using Bridget's recipe and I'll report back.
Yeah. Did I give you that recipe?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Okay.
We'll probably
5
do another
weeks later.
podcast in another 2.5 months. So I'll let you know.
No, I'm done with school now next week. So hopefully I can. Guys, it is stressful. It is really stressful to like have your husband in residency and be working part time and like be pregnant, have kid, like be the mom and do school. Like, I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, I really do get stressed out with school, especially it's not just like some dinky.
Yeah.
Not that getting your bachelor's is dinky. Like I'm saying that it's just a different level of stress.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also get way too stressed out.
I was gonna say, and Bridget also loves being stressed. So,
Yeah.
do you know what I'm gonna do with all my free time I've decided at night? Because now I don't know what to do with myself. I'm just like, well, instead of doing homework, what should I do? I want to get into like the paint by numbers thing.
Dude, Anthony and I did that. Because I was like, oh, we should probably start having date nights. Like, we're not great at having date nights. Like, things that we, not just like throwing on a movie, you know, like,
Yeah, actually going out.
yeah, actually. And so, no, I bought us like a paint by numbers thing. It is, takes a long time. Like, we don't even have it finished. And it was like weeks ago.
Is it one that you guys shared or is
No,
it
it's one that was, we got separate ones,
okay?
but we need to do it again. We haven't done it like finished because I was like, oh, we'll do this as our date nights for a while, but we haven't done it
Okay.
yet. Anyway, so should we get into the episode?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into the meat of the episode, like we like to say.
All right.
Okay, so if you guys saw my Instagram, we are doing what's your ick? And Bridget, can you tell us what an ick is?
I like, oh, I actually was going to talk to you about this because
Okay.
I feel like an ick is like the new word for a pet peeve.
Yeah, but
Kind
pet
of.
peeves are like different.
Okay, then you give it to us.
I don't know. I think pet peeves are like ne are like next level. Like cannot stand it at all. Ick is something you're just like, oh, that's so annoying.
Really?
I don't know. Let's see. The internet says ick can be used to express a sense of discomfort or unease, particularly in a social or romantic contexts. For example, if someone experiences an unpleasant or awkward interaction with someone they are dating or interested in, they might say they have an ick feeling towards that person. So, anyway, so we asked y'all what your ick were, icks were, ick were. Anyway, I can't figure it out. Bridge, how about you start us off with some of them?
The ones that I received.
Yeah, you do the ones you received, I'll do the ones I got.
Okay. First one is girls wearing onesies at the gym and base makeup.
Totally.
I mean, I don't know if that means like girls wearing onesies at the gym and base makeup at the gym, Or if this person, if he's saying like
Both.
face makeup in general.
Yeah, I don't understand face makeup at the gym, truly.
I don't understand. I don't understand any make. I mean, okay, if I roll up in makeup at the gym, it's because I slept in it. Like,
It's not intentional.
it's not intentional. And maybe people probably think it is. Maybe I need to like be washing my face before the gym.
Yes, you should.
But yeah, the onesie thing, ew.
Ew. Yeah.
I
I don't have
don't.
a body for that. Maybe after my mommy makeover, I'll be wearing whatever I want.
Oh, dude. I like have already scheduled my consultation for my mommy makeover.
Yeah. That's amazing. I'm jealous.
But it's in February of 2025. I don't even care. Like, people get really like weird about that stuff. Like I don't want anybody to know that I got a tummy tuck. I'm like, I will scream it to the world.
Yeah, I'll be like letting everyone know, hey, I'm recuperating. You can come visit me. This is why I'm gonna be looking hot in 10 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. One of the ones I got were people who are rude to servers, big red flag. Amen.
Yeah, I think
Fully agree.
people, I actually just think people that are rude to people in any kind of like customer service or hospitality like situation, I think is just annoying. I think it's just, I think that it's like, I think you can be annoyed at a situation or somebody in those kinds of settings
Sure.
without being disrespectful,
Totally.
which is sad. I also just think it like falls back on and make like what it says about you as a person.
For sure.
Okay, I got this one has two in it. It says chewing gum and men in flip-flops. I don't necessarily think that chewing gum gives me the ick, but men in flip-flops, like, oh.
What about like Chacos or something like that? Are you just meaning sandals in general, do you
Yeah,
think?
sandals in general, like, ew.
You like cover those feet at all times. Your toes
Yeah.
are weird.
But it's not even that I think toes are weird. It's because I don't care if girls are like in flip flops or, you know, well, I don't know. I don't care
Yeah, but it's male toes.
yeah. I don't care if guys are in slides, but put some freaking socks on.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
But I also told Liz, this is funny because Liz was, we were talking about like what our icks were. And I legit told Liz I was like men in flip-flops.
Yeah, you
And I also said, men, I'm sorry if your husband or you wear these, but y'all gotta fix your friggin' wardrobe. Hey, dudes.
Doesn't Anthony have Hey Dudes?
He used to, but that's only because his mom bought them for him, but he does not wear them anymore.
You're like, I hate those. Get rid of them.
No, there are some things, dude. Anthony used to have these Mountain Dew pajama pants that I was like,
Absolutely not.
absolutely not, dude. The
Oh,
other
I know
day,
what I'm getting him this year for his birthday.
this gave way, no. And then his mom got him like freaking, I don't know why. I think she got him for Christmas. She got him like a Ven, like he's a grown A man, dude. She got him like Avengers.
This is amazing.
Avengers pajama pants too.
Matching set with a shirt.
He wore those for the longest time. And I'm like, you don't even like Avengers. Like, what's
He's like,
going
so what?
on?
They're comfy.
Okay, but listen to this, dude. Anthony knows this.
Okay.
Do you ever have like, do you have outfits that you're like, oh, Ryan, please don't wear that?
No, because I pick out Ryan's clothes. I
Oh.
mean, I do his not pick out his clothes, but I do his wardrobe. I buy clothes.
Yeah, Anthony has this one shirt that's an Argyle shirt that I'm like,
Is it green?
No, it's like cream. And
Well, I don't know which one it is then.
I'm like, you look like an old man.
That's not true.
The other thing is that he wore to church like a couple weeks ago. He wore his, and he, I was like, dude, you cannot wear this.
Okay.
He wore black pants and an orange tie.
And you were like, Halloween? Spooky.
When he came out, I was like, this is Halloween. This is Halloween.
I think if it was the right color, shade of orange, it'd be fine.
Okay, but listen to why he chose it.
Okay.
Because the Suns were playing.
Okay. I support it. No icks here. No icks here on that. I
Was
wouldn't have
funny.
done anything. Okay, so I'm up next, and the next ick is I literally chuckled when I read this because I totally agree. People who are obsessed with star signs, and when they say, oh, that makes sense because you're a Pisces, I don't find it annoying. I just like, I think it's more that I don't understand. Like, someone be like, oh, your birthday's May 1st. That means you're a Taurus. What is that? I don't even know what they are.
Taurus.
Taurus. I could not tell you what birth dates align with, like, what are they even called? Not star signs. What is it called?
Zodiac.
Zodiac sign. I could not tell you what anybody's zodiacs were, and like how they interact with each other. But like, if that makes you happy, do it. I don't care. But like, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I agree.
But I feel like everybody's into it right now. That's the other thing too.
I'm not.
Okay, everyone except you and me are into it. But anyway, I don't know. Everyone knows something about it. I don't think it's a bad thing. I just am like, okay, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. I feel like you only give that much like energy as much as it gives. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, I
Like
understand.
it's like it'll mean as much as you want it to mean.
Yeah.
So,
Everyone will be like, I'm like, I'm a Scorpio. And they'll be like, literally, I'll tell people, I am a Scorpio. I know that's like my sign. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. I'm like, does it? Because I think Scorpios are supposed to be like mean and like,
You're not a Scorpio. Mom is.
I'm a Scorpio. Mom's a Cancer.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. next one. Ketchup makes me gag.
No.
I'm not a big fan of ketchup either.
Did my friend Kaylee submit that?
No.
Well, she hates ketchup.
Or fry sauce. Do you say ketchup?
I'm not sure. What did I say? What's the
You
word?
just,
Ketchup?
I say ketchup.
Ketchup?
Ketchup?
Should I don't know. Replay this. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't like ketchup either. And I also don't like fry sauce really.
You don't?
I like fry sauce from Lebeau's.
Okay, you're no more. You're done.
I love honey mustard and ranch, like dipping fries in ranch.
Okay, yeah. I like I like you know what?
Like Chick-fil-A.
The I don't discriminate. I like all sauces except for barbecue. Barbecue sauce like with chicken nuggets or fries. Bleh. The only thing chicken nugget or the only thing barbecue sauce goes on is barbecue.
What's
Okay,
your
so
next
I'm next.
one?
Okay, my next one is people who stand up as soon as the plane lands.
Dude, that is a big ick because I also hate too when they stand up and then they start to walk in line. Like
Oh
if
yeah,
they're,
instead of before their row.
yes, it's like, excuse me, like I'm here at 13B. Sorry, you sat at 20A, but like,
Yeah.
you don't need to walk up here. It is so annoying to me.
Bridget, what a little flex though. 13B, that would be Delta Comfort Plus. Like we're the peasants.
I was at 6A. I was first class, biatch.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I also hate that. Like when people start walking through the aisles before it's their row. Like if you did not plan accordingly for delays in when you booked your flight,
Not my fault.
not my fault. Anyway.
Yeah, that one is annoying. That one's annoying. Okay, next one is men who refer to women as females.
Okay, that I feel like that's a very like specific set of people, and I would say like those are bros.
I don't understand this one though.
Like, oh, I know exactly what this person, I don't know who it is, but like I've heard this before and I think it's weird. What do you not understand about it?
Like what I like that person's male or female, like
Yeah, instead of saying she's a girl, she'd be like, oh, I've just been talking to this one female.
okay, yeah, that's weird in that context.
Yeah. That it'd be like that. It would be like that.
Okay. What's
Okay.
your next one?
Well, I can't see who submit these because I have like the anonymous one, but I'm pretty sure I know who this is just based off of like the context. When someone makes plan to hang out, when someone makes plans to hang out with you that night and then they just spend it playing some weird Disney Nintendo Switch game. I think this might be directed at Bridget, our very own.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for participating.
We love
Yeah, for real.
okay, the last one that I got is the feeling of velvet. I can't stand it.
Oh, I don't mind velvet. I think it's soft, but I
I
understand.
don't mind velvet. I get that feeling with cotton balls. I do not like the feeling of cotton balls.
What about like cotton pads for removing
No.
makeup?
Mm-mm.
No? What do you remove your makeup with then? Just face
I don't. That's why I walk into the gym with
wash.
No, I
Oh.
usually just use a wipe, like those face wipes from Costco.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't like I don't but velvet, I'm like, huh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Specific. Okay, I have one last one, and I am 1000% on board with this, and I also do this. So this person said, kids with long, dirty fingernails with visible crap under them. And I cut, and she said, I cut my kids' fingernails once a week.
That
Yep.
is gross.
That is nasty. And when like the fingernail beds have like just like dirt inside of them too. And I'm like, bro,
You
what?
wash?
Yeah. Do you wash at all?
Except today, you know, like JD had some on his fingernails, but he also was like playing in the mud.
Yeah, well, that's like, no, that's fine. But like, if you're like, inside or, playing or whatever it is, and you look down and you see your kid just has like that black gunk underneath their nails. Bleh.
Yeah, I think just like cleanliness in general. Like I was telling Liz this, I'm like, I actually think my ick is when people don't iron their clothes.
Yeah, same.
I don't, I just, I can't, dude. It is like, it is so bad that it's like, I will iron Austin's shirts every single day before school.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that is a lot.
But it doesn't bother me. Like it's because I don't know. I don't know. Like, but even with my clothes, I'm like, I cannot wear this. Like I have to like
Yeah.
iron my shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, so iron your shirts.
Don't know.
And
I wish that I was like, I wish I was a person that like didn't care. Because
no, you
obviously
don't wish that. You don't wish that.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, man, what would it be like to just like
Not care.
care?
Yeah, it would be kind of, I don't know. I don't know how that would be. I don't want to picture myself in an environment where I think that way.
I think that there's like an element that like you have to be okay with. Like Anthony grew up like always having his hair done, like always like can't even wear sweats out in public type of thing. And I'm
Not
like,
my
okay.
everyday uniform to go out. I like get if I put sweats on, I'm dressing up to go
That's what
outside.
I mean is like I think there's like there's has to be like a level where it's like
Sure, I understand what you're saying.
okay.
I get it.
Maybe that level is like not ironing your shirt. I don't know. But for me, that level is
I understand.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but
But yeah.
anyway.
Well,
Do you have any icks?
I'm sure I do. I just like can't think of any right now. I told you earlier that I really couldn't think of like huge. What did I tell you? Did I text you any? I don't think I even did. But I'm sure I do, but I just can't think of any, and I haven't like thought about it. I just was like reading the ones that came in, so
Yeah. I I don't know. I probably do too, but I also was like, didn't think about it too much. But if I think about it, I will definitely like.
Yeah, how about I think about, I'll think on it and, ponder and pray, and then I will post some tomorrow after our episode.
Hey, you do that.
I will.
All right.
So, thank you so much for doing a podcast episode. I'm so excited to get this out tomorrow, back on our regular scheduled timeline.
Yeah,
So,
hopefully we can get back into things.
yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm not gonna like promise anything. Because if we do, we got to stick to it. And we literally have been saying this for the last 6 months. But I would love to continue recording. I don't want to get the fans' hopes up.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Right, well,
Love you. Go have fun at work.
okay, bye.
Bye.